Pakistan has launched a ground offensive against pro-Taliban militants in North Waziristan. The operation began after 2 weeks of aerial bombings following months of negotiations. The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif had been eager to strike a peace deal with the militants, but during the sporadic talks, the Taliban launched several attacks, including an assault on Karachi airport that left 34 people dead. So will the offensive eventually end the presence of militants in Pakistan? And on a broader level, is there a campaign of support involving the US for militants with the aim of breaking up the region? I'm Homa Lizgi, and you're watching The Debate.
Pakistani troops have finally entered North Waziristan to clear the restive tribal area from pro-Taliban militants and their affiliates. The ground offensive in the lawless tribal area has been launched after government efforts to strike a peace deal with militants failed.
The army said in a statement that security forces entered Miran Shah, the main town of North Waziristan, on Monday morning. It said at least 15 suspected militants have been killed so far in the offensive. However, it is difficult to verify the military's claim, as media has no access to the area.
The operation in North Waziristan is seen as one of the toughest military campaigns Pakistan has undertaken in recent years. Some of the opposition parties have cautioned the government against possible collateral damage in the operation.
We must also remember that we are using our army against our own people. And we should eliminate terrorism, we should eliminate terrorists, but with a minimum casualty of civilians. How to measure that, how army can be precise on their operations and attacks, I don't know, that's up to them.
The launching of the operation has compelled nearly 500,000 people to leave their homes in North Waziristan. The government has set up makeshift camps for the internally displaced persons in the outskirts of Waziristan. But government efforts to facilitate displaced people have been complicated due to severe heat wave and the start of holy month of Ramadan.
The government is seeking an early completion of military operation against the militants. We will also make sure to provide all necessary facilities to the internally displaced persons.
But given that no exact time frame is available for the completion of military operation, it may take several months for the displaced families to return to their homes. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from London is journalist and political analyst Mr. Shahid Ghureishi, and with us live from Kansas, Topeka, Professor of Law with the Washburn University, Mr. Liaghat Ali Khan. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. My first question to our guest in London, Mr. Ghureishi, do you think, first of all, that the campaign launched by Nawaz Sharif, the government now entering a new phase, will be a successful one?
Well, absolutely. The government has already planned this for over 6 months, and as today's former DG ISPR has confirmed, that they had all the plans to do an operation in 2010, which was further delayed. So as far as the military is concerned, they have already planned all these homework to do this operation. So it is a very precise, well-thoughtful and well-thought-through operation, which will be filter out and drain out those terrorists who are placed, who are hiding in those Fatah areas. As one of the your speakers in the, they say they're fighting their own people. No, this is not a fight with their own people. This is a fight within terrorists coming from all over the Central Asia and other countries who are hiding in these areas, and who kind of, as I said last time, that there are about 45 different types of groups in fighting in the, under the umbrella of TTP, which is sponsored by foreign agencies and international terrorist and criminal organizations. So we need to understand that this is not an organization which is supported by the Taliban fighting in Afghanistan, because the Taliban in Afghanistan are fighting a legitimate UN-recognized resistance, yes, against the occupation. But they do not have this kind of similar kind of situation in Pakistan. Pakistan is not an occupation of any kind, but these terrorists have been killing civilians and innocent people and bombing stations and markets. And that. So this is a completely different type of war which Pakistan Army is fighting at the moment, and the nation is standing behind them.
Yes, and I believe the reference you made there was an opposition party member in Pakistan making a comment about the battle there. But let's just go to Kansas, our guest there, Mr. Khan. Some observers are saying that the mountainous border region is porous, difficult to police, and there are fears that the most dangerous and committed of these militants may have used the exodus of people, the refugees, as a cover to make their own escape, undermining the effectiveness of the offensive. Now, we know that Nawaz Sharif has said the operation will mark, quote, the beginning of an era of peace and tranquility. But do you think the offensive can actually eradicate the militants? Mr. Khan, can you hear me? But I'm sorry, it looks like we've have to re-establish that connection there with Mr. Khan, our guest in Topeka. We'll try to bring him back just as soon as we can. In the meantime, I'll put this question again to our guest, Mr. Qureshi in London. Mr. Qureshi, for those who are critical about this operation, they're also saying that while North Waziristan has been a historical stronghold for militants, violent extremism now has strong footholds elsewhere in Pakistan. They say some of the bloodiest attacks in recent years have been targeting, for instance, minority Shia Muslims claimed by the Lashkar-e-Jangvi group, as you well know, based in the southern part of Punjab province. And they're saying unless steps are taken to tackle these groups, there's no guarantee that the wave of violence destabilizing Pakistan will abate.
Well, as it has been understood and widely reported, the ethnic and the sectarian element in Pakistan was never been before the Russian invasion in Afghanistan, and that is part of the strategy by the Indian agencies who are widely involved in ethnic and sectarian violence in Pakistan. So this Shia and Sunni element was never been in Pakistan. This is not the society's response to each other. This is the foreign agencies involved in Pakistan and fanning this kind of sectarianism. And this sectarianism is widely seen in Iraq, in Syria, in Bahrain, in other places. That was never been the case 30, 40 years ago. So it is an external phenomena which has been used, the differences have been used to fight the two people with each other. So now it is a time for the wise people to sit down and understand what is this reason behind it. Could it be the what happened in 2006 in between Hezbollah and Israel? Is it to do with that? What is the real target of this sectarian violence in between India and Pakistan? Between Shia and Sunnis in Pakistan? And so this is a very, very important thing, that instead of blaming each other, it's a very important to sit down and look at that.
Well, hopefully we've got Mr. Khan back with us now in Kansas. Mr. Khan, another question that a lot of people are asking is why did Pakistan decide to launch war on the militants when it previously distinguished between, quote, good and bad militants and engaged in talks with them?
Thanks for having me on the show. There are several factors. I don't think there's only one reason why the Pakistani armed forces decided to go into North Waziristan. I think the foremost is the pressure from the United States and other international forces to attack the resistance forces in North Waziristan, which are also fighting the Americans on the other side of the border. I think the United States has been demanding for last many years that the armed forces, you know, they pressure on the eastern side so that the life becomes somewhat easier for the United States in Afghanistan. So that's one, you know, that was one reason that was in the background. But the more immediate reason was some very high-valued attacks in Pakistan. For example, the attack on Karachi Airport and then the shooting of the plane in Peshawar. So it seems like there's a lot of pressure on the armed forces to do something, both from the international side and now from the domestic side. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the reason they decided to go into the area and actually fight the people on the ground.
Hmm. Well, just before we go and take a look at the comments posted about this program, I'd just like to point to another issue here, Mr. Khan, if I may. In April 2009, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, I'm bringing in a quote here, that the U.S. created Taliban and then abandoned Pakistan, and Clinton acknowledged there that the U.S. too had a share in creating the problem that plagues Pakistan today. I'd like to hear your view about the U.S. role in the creation of the Taliban?
I think the United States would create any domestic groups that can fight the causes of the United States. I think the United States has done this in so many countries, and they want to create some local groups which would fight alongside the United States. So yes, when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, the United States wanted some local groups to fight the Soviets, and that's how the Taliban were created. But the United States has also created local groups in Libya, in Syria. They tried to create a local group even in Iran, though unsuccessfully. So I think that's a very favorite formula for the United States, mm-hmm. to create local groups that would fight the causes that the United States wants to advance. Mm-hmm. So yes, but now these Taliban have turned against the United States, and now they are, you know, called terrorists.
Yes,
and they do terrorize. I mean, that's a fact too.
Well, before I put that question to our guest in London, let's take a quick look at some of the comments posted on our Facebook page about this topic. We'll be right back.